208-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Bill that was brought to the floor of the House this week, which many of us opposed, would actually, according to them, maybe bring 100 fewer drugs to market. We're trying to get more life-saving drugs to market, not fewer. Hopefully that will not be the trend that continues.
50,000 new cases were reported on Wednesday.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Science finds that being kind pays off.
Scientific research into human kindness is booming. In a series of studies, psychologists put the role of kindness to the test in numerous experiments and repeatedly found that people feel better when they are kind to others, even more than when they are kind to themselves. Other studies showed that kindness was more highly prized than values like ambition, tradition, excitement, security, and even power. Scientists say we realize that humanity benefits and we are all better off when we are kind to each other. I'm Walter Ratliff.
President Trump says the latest monthly jobs report is spectacular news for American workers and American families. He also says the U.S. financial markets have seen their best gains in decades.
In the second quarter, the Dow Jones increased 18%. This is in a quarter, 18. These are not numbers that people have heard about. It's the best in 33 years.
The unemployment rate dropped from 13.3% in May to 11.1% in June. On Wall Street, the Dow by 92 points, the Nasdaq rose 53, the S&P advanced 14, oil up to $40.65 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Relief Factor. Pain relief that's natural. Pain relief that works. And pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blasts Democrats for suggesting they'll do away with the filibuster if they regain the majority.
Leader McConnell says there's a reason why the Senate rules make radical change hard by design. He reminded colleagues from the Senate floor some progressives want to expand or reform the U.S. Supreme Court to guarantee liberal outcomes, and Democrats are now calling for Washington, D.C., in spite of the Constitution.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 4:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has called for a special legislative session for July 8th, next Wednesday, so state lawmakers can deal with Nevada's massive budget shortfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Preliminary numbers show more than $1.3 billion in a shortfall for the 2021 fiscal year, which began yesterday. Well, the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 18,456, 15,604 of those in Clark County. The statewide death toll is 507, 420 of those in the county of Clark. Well, Circa is betting on a strong New Year's Eve. The downtown Las Vegas Hotel Casino is open for business come October and is already accepting reservations for December 31st for $999 a night. By the way, the 777-room hotel casino is adults only. The Stevens Brothers' two other Las Vegas properties, the D and Golden Gate, will be much cheaper at $297 a night.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams right now, we're getting some heavy volumes on the 15 once you get past the stadium at Tropicana. Also, you'll touch the brakes there, 15 south at Sahara, and we're getting some slowing on the Beltway, 215 westbound. That is at Green Valley.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Joining us now, Paul Enos. I love it when he's on because he is the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. They're the people that get stuff from point A to point B. This is great stuff. Paul, how have you been, sir?
Hey, I've been all right, Kevin. Love the new intro, buddy. Congratulations on the move.
Isn't this great? Brand new digs, and we're like a month in, and I'm so excited. You had to be excited by the jobs report today because Larry Kudlow said it was very good for the trucking sector. What did you see of the numbers today? 4.8 million new jobs added to the economy.
Hey, we love that. We love to see new jobs being created, you know, but the reality is for trucking doesn't survive and move things if there are other businesses out there to have us move things for, right? We don't move anything on spec. When you have different sectors of the economy that are hurting or only open halfway, all of the folks that are delivering freight for those businesses, you know, that I have a member who delivers soda and pretzels for the airline. Well, you can imagine not a lot of deliveries to the airlines, you know, in the last few months, right? So the trucking industry, we watch those numbers, but really what's important for us is to see that robust economic growth across the board. You know, the trucking industry is as diverse as the economy that we serve. And, you know, it's really the only thing that any one or two companies tend to have in common is the fact that they run on rubber and diesel. You know, it is a very diverse industry, and it's set up like that so we can best meet the needs of our customers. So, you know, I love the report. I want to see it, you know, I want to see it get better. I love that those numbers continually improve. You know, I think what we've seen with the PPP program, I know, saved a lot of my folks. It was a lifesaver for them. Didn't save everybody. You know, there's a number of companies that, you know, had a hard time, didn't make it through this. But those folks that got those PPP loans tended to do all right. So, you know, I'm usually, Kevin, not a big government guy. I don't like big government solutions. But you look at this unprecedented global pandemic where we are shutting down the absolute best thing in this country, and that's the private sector. What we see with the programs that were put in place and what we're seeing now, I mean, I think it's a direct result of that.
Congress is being pressured right now to do more stimulus. Are you for more stimulus, or are you content that we're done with stimulus for a while?
Look, here's what I'd like Congress to do. I would like Congress to pass some kind of liability protection. All those productive folks in the economy, you know, the casinos, the manufacturers, the retailers, the truckers, we are all scared to death about what the trial lawyers are going to do to us, you know, in terms of lawsuits, whether it's a customer or an employee or a vendor that comes to your business and they come down with COVID and now are you liable? So really what I want Congress to do more than another stimulus program is pass some liability reform. We've seen it happen in numerous states across the country. I don't have a whole lot of hope that it's going to happen in Nevada. The trial lawyers here run the show. They have a tremendous amount of power and control in this state and a lot of other states. They have control of a lot of members of Congress. It's very tough to get those kind of reforms done in a state like Nevada. So I am praying every night that Mitch McConnell keeps his promise and says, hey, we're not going to pass anything without liability reform.
Explain what liability reform is, or what it would mean to your industry.
So it's just saying, look, if you're doing everything right, if you have signs and, you know, you have that stuff posted and somebody comes down with COVID, unless you're totally ignoring all of the rules and guidelines, you're not going to be held liable. You're not going to have to defend yourself in court. That's what we like. You know, lawsuits tend to be very, very expensive. I know my guys deal with that all the time, whether it's labor issues, whether it's workers' comp issues. Of course, you know, when there is an accident, you know, hey, real accidents, you know, if it's our fault, you know, we want to make sure that we take care of those folks that are injured. You know, unfortunately, in a place like Las Vegas, we got a lot of stage accidents, Kevin. We got a lot of criminals out there that are colluding with attorneys, that are colluding with doctors, that are staging accidents with trucks because, hey, they know they've got big insurance policies that'll pay off. So we have those folks staging accidents. I'd like to see some kind of tort reform there, I will tell you. I think it's a tough road in Nevada. It's a fight that I'm willing to take on, but you know, I'm also not so naive that, you know, I think it's something that we can get done with the kind of dynamics that we currently have in Carson City.
Let me ask you, the special session coming up a week from yesterday, so next Wednesday, a special session. What is your sense? I know you keep your ear close to the ground there in Carson City. What is your assessment of what they're up to? And is a tax increase somewhere in the offing there?
So here's what I'm hoping, a tax increase. Look, lobbyists love to talk to other lobbyists, right? And we love to come out with these different scenarios of, oh my gosh, they could do this, they could do this, they could do this. You know, I've heard everything from slot routes to property tax to income tax. I think that, and here, the preface, anything can happen. It's a goofy process. Anything could happen. But I don't think they're going to have taxes on the table during this special session. I think they've got really three things that, you know, I'm hearing more and more and that sound fairly solid to me. Move money around the budget, make cuts, right? That's, I think we all know that's definitely going to happen.
By the way, just for the record, Paul, it's like $1.2 billion, $1.3 billion we're talking about. We're not just moving
We're about two-thirds there, though. So, you know, we moved $400 million out of the rainy day fund. We had a lot of one-shot capital expenditures that have now been pulled back. So, you know, we're not talking about going into a special session and having to raise all that money now. That's the hole, right? But, you know, I will give the governor and the legislators credit for, you know, putting the brakes on some of this. Now, you know, hey, there's some of it that you say, well, maybe they should have done it sooner. You know, maybe there's, you know, when we talk about furloughs, maybe that should have been done sooner until instead of waiting until June to do it. You know, I think that's a valid criticism of what happened. So we'll see. I do think that as much as I'm hoping for Congress to get liability protection in law on a federal level, I know that every legislator in the state, RD, the governor, they're looking for a bailout. They want a state bailout. And, you know, hey, if it's only related to COVID, that's one thing. If, you know, we now get into, well, hey, Illinois made 40 years of bad decisions regarding their pensions, I really don't feel like paying for that, you know, in Nevada. I don't think any Nevadan would want to. So we'll see what they can do, call together. You know, aside from money, I know this has been a big issue, huge issue with, you know, a lot of folks that I love, whether they're personal trainers or barbers or hairstylists, you know, all those folks that were independent contractors were having issues, still having issues with unemployment. I think that there's some fixes to DETR, the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation, that the governor would like to implement. And then we're hearing police reform. I know that the attorney general has a list, and it's some kind of crazy number. I think it's like 75 different things that he'd like them to tackle. You know, I pray every night, Kevin, that, hey, if they can do, you know, move the money around, get some DETR fixes, and then, you know, let's go away. Let's get them out of Carson City. And then we can have these conversations about what we want to do with all these other issues at a later date, when the public can actually be involved in the process, where they can be there in the building. You know, I think that that's a much better play ultimately for everybody.
Are you being shut out? Is your industry and your representatives being shut out? The word is this is going to be very tightly controlled.
No, we're no different. My industry, the Nevada Trucking Association, is no different than every other citizen in the state of Nevada. Unless they're a legislator, staff, or have a press pass, we're all being shut out.
Wow.
So I talked to Brenda Erdos this morning, and, you know, just asked, you know, a couple questions about process. You know, how is this going to work? They are discouraging in-person meetings. They don't want us. They don't want us down there. They don't want to create a situation where, you know, you could ultimately have another super spread kind of situation like we saw, you know, a couple of about a month ago now. You know, with thousands and thousands of folks in the street screaming, yelling, which. Yeah, may have something to do with you know, our increased numbers. They don't want that to happen. So the conversation I had with her this morning was they are expanding their digital access. They're expanding Zoom. So, you know, if I want to have a Zoom meeting with a legislator, we do it in my, you know, I do it from my office, my laptop, and go directly to them. So I'm hopeful, Kevin, that if we're just doing some budget fixes and some fixes to DETR, that it's not going to matter too much. We start getting beyond that and we start talking about, you know, some of those other policy issues as opposed to budgetary issues. I really do think that we're doing ourselves a disservice when you don't have the public involved, when you don't have,
we need Paul, we need the input of the public, and we're not getting it. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back more with Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Uh-huh. breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we are staying home more and more, isn't it time to take care of some of those projects that you've been putting off? At Carpets & More, we have 4 decades of home remodeling experience. We can expertly handle any type of flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window coverings, virtually anything. And best of all, on approved credit, we have no interest financing. No interest. Come see us at 4580 West Tico or call us at 450-MORE. That's 450-M-O-R-E or carpetsandmore.com. Let's get those home projects done.
At Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, they are committed to helping the Las Vegas community in this trying time. If you need any vehicle repair on any model, they are an essential repair facility and got you covered. They have oil changes starting at $19.95, free smogs for life. And if you mention this ad, they'll take 15% off the service cost. Plus, buy any new vehicle, and they have no payments for 90 days. Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com. Vegas strong.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. Paul Enos joining us, Nevada Trucking Association CEO. And I know whenever I think of trucking, I always think of folks like our big box stores and our grocery stores. Can you talk a little bit about the health of that industry? I know we were talking about the great jobs report. A lot of people worried that there'd be problems for groceries and folks that actually sell stuff to us, and that means you have to deliver that stuff. Can you talk a little bit about the health of that industry?
Sure. I think that industry is always. I mean, that industry sells essentials, right? They sell staples. I think there are. We are going to see an effect of people overbuying certain things. Toilet paper, meat, kind of that initial hoarding that, we may see a lack of people purchasing that stuff moving into the future. I think all those, the big box stores, the folks that have, the big companies that have e-commerce figured out, they're doing all right. When I talk to my folks that are couriers that deliver boxes to your store from Amazon or wherever, those guys are busier than ever. My folks that deliver to the big box stores, the grocery stores, the Home Depots, those guys are as busy as they've ever been. There was a little bit of a freight cliff in April, but now it's bounced back up. Where I kind of worry about businesses, the small guys, the little small mom and pop businesses that don't have the same kind of web presence that an Amazon or a Walmart does. Those are the folks that, I care about, and really because I know them as people. And, it's been funny, Kevin, kind of going through this. I tell my kids, okay, we're going to eat at locally owned businesses. You know, we're not going to, you know, we'll go to a franchise because it's locally owned, but let's try to keep, you know, our money here in the community, you know, here in the state with, you know, with people that, you know, have taken that risk and built their businesses here. And, you know, by the way, you had me cracking up with your commercial, with your creative group. Kind of an amazing name there, buddy.
Yeah. We love it. They've since changed their name to SKC Group, but I like the commercial.
Good stuff. Hey, one of those old radio tricks, right?
There you go. Let me just ask you, the people that drive, tell me what's happening with them. And I've only got about 2 minutes, but I want to spend some time on those people because they've got challenges. They've got the same challenges you and I have, except that they're out on the road every day, maybe 2-3 days in a row. Can you talk a little bit about how these people
sure.
are functioning?
No. This has been crazy. So, you know, for your big companies, right? Your folks that are delivering packages, your UPS, your FedEx, the courier guys, they are hopping like they've never hopped before. I mean, they are having holiday type buying in, you know, in May, in June. So for those folks, they are working as hard as they've ever worked. You know, the folks that do e-commerce, all my members that handle the e-commerce stuff, they are working as hard as they've ever worked. So, you know, it is tough for them. You know, and hey, it's one thing to, you know, be jamming during Christmas time, you know, and hey, it's not that hot out and everything's all right. But to have a peak season, in the late spring, beginning of summer has been tough on those guys. I will tell you, those companies have done a pretty phenomenal job in terms of, you know, making sure that those drivers are taken care of. They're not running them over their hours. It's just they're working harder. One of the reasons they're working harder, Kevin, is because we had truck driving schools closed down for such a long time. It was really difficult for this industry to be able to bring new drivers on. When we start planning for the holiday season, that happens in August. We start bringing new folks on. We start hiring people. When you don't have that kind of notice, it has been tough on our drivers. It has been hard on them. You know, there's truck parking is a big issue, still a big issue. You know, one thing that I do appreciate, probably the only thing I appreciate about this pandemic, is people are so much more aware about what our drivers do, what everybody who makes the supply chain go does. And there is an appreciation that I've never seen before, you know, from politicians, regulators, the public. And, you know, I think that is appreciated. You know, we have so many events that we try to recognize what drivers do, whether it's, you know, truck driving championship or driver of the year. We have had to back off of those this year because of the pandemic. So, you know, I'm looking to try to make something big happen for them. I know we talked last year during Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and that's something that we do every year. But, Kevin, I think that this is a year where we should do something special for, you know, our drivers and all those folks that work in the supply chain. I'm talking with my colleagues from over the country. We're going to try to do some kind of big one-day event just as a recognition for what our folks do. So,
and you've done that. You've done that in the past. I'm glad to see you're going to keep doing it and maybe add on to it.
Hey, I think if there's ever a year to do it, it's this year. You know, I want to take that, you know, that 2020 is the year of the asterisks, and, you know, that usually means, hey, something bad happened. So, you know, how do we take this situation, what we learned from it, and build on that recognition and really say thank you to the men and women that are out there. You know, in the state of Nevada, they move 92% of all of our freight. So, you know, it's something that is it's indirect. It's not something that, you know, we see. You know, hey, we may see a truck backing up to a store, but a lot of folks, they don't make that connection. I think people this year have made that connection more than ever. So more than I could do with commercials or PSAs or, you know, going to Rotary